I'm George Flynn. Welcome to In Depth TV, and today we're going to talk about a subject that each of you and I can sort of understand. And it's a subject that everyone talks about, and we're not really sure about how we get it. You know, we have a lot of these talks, and a lot of them are informal, and it's just like we're sitting around the table talking to each other, and that's what I enjoy about it. It's fairly informal, it's not a formal presentation, and it's just kind of talking about things. We're going to talk today a little bit about motivation. Motivation, and we all hear the term, you're not motivated, or you're too motivated, or you're over-motivated, or you're under-motivated, and we have people called motivational speakers. We have motivational books. We have motivational everything. CDs, tapes, videos, TED Talks. We have all of the things talking about motivation. And the question is, how does it affect you? Is there any change in your activity, in your action, from learning all about motivation? And that's what we're going to look at, how we can utilize this motivation to actually help us, to actually do something rather than just give us a good positive feeling for about 10 minutes and then it's gone. Or a good positive action for about 15 days and then it's gone. And we'll get into how that occurs and why it occurs and what's going on with it. But if you're just tuning in, we're going to talk about motivation today, and we're going to talk about how you are motivated, not just by knowing about it, but by doing something about it. You have got motivation today. You have got, probably in your own mind, kind of measurable motivation. Your motivation can be some days zero, and some days 100%. Question is, what is your motivation right now? Is your motivation closer to zero or closer to 100%? Now, if that's too much, let's say, is your motivation between 1 and 10, with 1 being the least, 10 being the most motivation? Or is your motivation on a alphabetical scale, A, B, C, D, E, F? Does that sort of remind you of the grades that we got in school and the 0 to 100, the grades we would get on a test or a quiz? Or some quizzes, 0 to 10. I had some in school that we were graded 0 to 10. What I'm asking is, how would you grade yourself in your motivation right now? And what are the factors of it? You know, are you motivated to do this or motivated to do that? And if so, why are you motivated? And once we learn all of this, we can use it to our advantage. And the question is, what motivates you? What we've already figured out, okay, you've come up with a number between 1 and 100, say, or, you know, 1 and 10. You know your degree of motivation. If it's a 5, say it's a 5. It's okay. There are no wrong answers. If it's a 0, that's okay too. But what is your motivation? What factors affect you? You know, we talk about motivation, but what causes it? Why do you have it? Why are you missing it? Why do you have it some days and don't have it other days? Well, the first thing, when you first start out on a project, or you get this idea in your head, and the idea is going to take more than, you know, a minute, or more than an hour, or let's say a couple of weeks, what motivates you to keep on doing that? The general consensus, the general thought, and the way you can utilize this is, remember, in the beginning of a project, what might motivate you the most are the benefits. the benefits of the project, what it'll do for you. If you follow this exercise program and eat right, you'll lose weight. That's a huge benefit to you. That's why you're in it. That's what you're doing. Or if you spend less money, save more, don't go out to dinner as much, don't buy extravagant things, you will generally have more money. You're spending less, you're earning either the same amount or more, you've got more money. What about your lifestyle? If you do these things now, you'll have this lifestyle later. That's a benefit, a lifestyle. You may have boats, cars, planes, you know, a fantastic mansion. Your kids may go to the best schools. Your grandkids may go to the best schools. You're living the dream. Everybody talks about living the dream, and that's what it is. It's exactly what it is. It's a dream, goal, outcome. And that dream doesn't mean it has to be a false dream. It can be a dream come true. You've heard that. You're living the dream has come true. If you do things, a certain amount of things, or become more efficient, you'll have more time. If you find that you do things in a certain way, or you find a quicker way to get to work or get home or get to a place in your car, bicycle, walking, however it is, then you have more time. You're not wasting as much time. So that's a benefit. So there we've got it. You know, either your health, you know, exercise and eat right, that's a benefit, your health. Your benefit with, you know, accounting your money and adjusting your finances to have more money. A benefit of lifestyle. You know, what's your lifestyle? What do you want? What kind of lifestyle do you want? That's the dream of it. And you can live that dream while you're attaining the dream. But what they found in research is as you get closer to the goal, you know, remember the first thing to motivate yourself is the benefit. Think of all the great things you're going to have, be, and do. Really, the greatest things. But then as you get closer to the goal, you get a little bit tired of doing this routine. But as you get closer, you get more clarity and more focus. In other words, if you lose, say you want to lose 10 pounds, I'm picking a number, and maybe 30 pounds, maybe 50 pounds, just let's say 10 pounds. When you first start out, you say, my clothes are going to fit better, I'm going to look great in whatever you're doing, I'm going to look fantastic because I'm going to lose 10 pounds. And actually, I like the positive of it. I'm going to attain my ideal weight, not lose 10 pounds. Because nobody likes to lose. Everybody likes to attain. So I'm going to, if I'm, you know, 170, I want to be 160, I'm going to attain my ideal weight of 160. Or if you're 125 and you want to be 115, I'm going to attain my ideal weight of 115. So that's one thing. But as you get closer, if you lose, you know, you lose those 10 pounds, if you lose about 6 or 7 of those 10 pounds, then you become really focused because you say, I see the goal in sight. It's right there. I can almost get it. Then you become much more clear on how you're going to get there and much more focused. You say, food, I'm going to avoid those fattening foods. I'm going to avoid a dessert. I'm going to run a little bit more. We all become extremely focused right toward the end of attaining this goal, where we can see it right there. We can almost reach out and grab it. We say, I'm almost there. And all of a sudden, the benefits are out here, but we become very focused on the goal. That motivates us. Now, let's go back to motivation a little bit. We've all been extremely motivated. Me too, you, everyone. But let's talk about New Year's Eve. I hate to say, bring this up to you. But we all think about, we may not all do them, I do them. New Year's resolutions. Made on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And most people, they have these great benefits of these resolutions. And yet, if they don't do anything, if they say, well, I'm going to start in a few days. I don't need to start right now. I don't need to start that diet now. I've got too much food left over from New Year's, from the holidays. I've got to enjoy that. Time to enjoy the holidays. But then, most people, by about January 15th, about 2 weeks, those New Year's resolutions are far behind them. They sort of forget about them. They really didn't mean that much. So how can we stay motivated? That's the question. Well, we find that you can either motivate towards something, but a better way to motivate, and I couldn't believe it either, but the research shows this, on focus on what to avoid. You know, savings. If you've got, want to save more, avoid spending. Now, of course, you can get a better job or make more money, but if you avoid spending, that's something you can do concretely. You may not get a better job, but you can avoid spending, therefore you'll have more money. Now, let's talk about weight loss. You can say, well, I'm going to go exercise. I'm going to do this. But a lot of people say, well, I ran out of time. I just couldn't do it. What can you do? You can avoid desserts. You can avoid overeating. So early on in your project, you focus on the benefits. Later on in the project, when you're almost there, you can focus on avoiding things that are roadblocks to getting you to your goal. So I want you to look at these things, and I want you to motivate yourself. I want you to remember early on, benefits, later on, avoiding whatever it is a roadblock to your goal. Because you're motivated. There are two types of motivation. One is intrinsic motivation, the things that you want, the things that you've set up. And the other's extrinsic motivation, things other people want and are requesting or telling you to do. You know, how are you motivated to pay your taxes? Well, you want to avoid punishment. You want to avoid fines. You want to avoid going to jail or whatever it is. But that's extrinsic. Someone else wants you to do something, and you do it just to avoid the repercussions of it. But intrinsic motivation, you do things because you, inside of yourself, want to do it. Nobody else has to understand it. It's your own motivation. You don't have to explain it to anyone. And I urge you to not explain it, but to just intrinsically be motivated. I'm George Flynn. You've been watching In-Depth TV, and I look forward to see you next time. Thank you.